So yes, you come in and you say, I'm a helpmeet that is suitable. Yep, I'm a helpmeet that is suitable, and I'm sipping. Now, I've been watching my sugar, so I've been having fewer bottles in during the week, but on Sips and Tips, my goodness, I'm so excited to have sparkling cider. Today's featured cider is Welch's. Today's featured cider is Welch's. It's an apple cider blend. Mm. I didn't give a tip yet, but I'm still going to give a sip. I didn't give a tip, but I'm going to make sure I give a lot of tips so I can get a lot of sips. Is that all right? I'm going to give a lot of tips so I can give a lot of sips. And do you have your journal? Make sure you have your journal. Prepare yourself. This is your Sips and Tips journal. The advantage of having the journal is making sure you're putting your tips all in one place. Because when God asks you to go back, when God asks you to make sure you're suitable, when you know you might be falling short, you can open up your journal and look at one of the tips from the past and see how you're doing. See what maybe your response was a few months ago versus now that you are reading and studying and making sure that you're suitable more often, that you're anointing yourself, that you're praying for your king. When you start adding these things to your lifestyle, then you go back and look at your tips and check and see. Then you can check your growth. Then you can be accountable to what you wrote down. You can be accountable to what you have learned. So that's why it is going to be really important that you get your journal or a journal. Make sure you get that journal or a journal and write your tips in one spot. Get yourself together. All right. I am Yvette Benton, author of Help for the Help Meet. The Help Meet book and workbook is so important to have in this journey. To understand how to be a helpmeet that is suitable. A lot of people that are new to following our ministry, new to my husband and I, our testimony. This is the revelation that God gave me when my husband was a prodigal, when my husband and I were separated, when I was done with the marriage. I was done. My husband was done. It's just that God wasn't done. Anybody can relate to that? I was completely done, and I was trying to tell God what to do. Oh, wait a minute. I was done and I was telling God what we were going to do next. And then God said, okay, you do your thing and you bless it. But if you want me to bless it, it's going to have to be my way. Oh my goodness. That's a tip right there. Did you sip on that? Oh, you can't ask God to just bless something you came up with. Bless something you decided. And you're going to tell God, oh, you're going to bless this assignment. You're going to bless my choice. I'm going to make a choice different from your choice, but I still want you to bless it. I don't know about all that. I don't know about that. So we're going to be on our book, Help for the Help Meet. Get your book, get your workbook, get your information, because this is where we set our help meet role and our help meet goals in motion. We got to make sure we stay suitable so we put our goals in motion. If you don't start setting goals for yourself, you most likely won't shift into this role, and then it'll be really hard to stay suitable. It'll be really hard because you got to set your mind and shift it from your flesh to God's best. From your flesh to God's best. We're not whining, we're warring in this season, because let me tell you, I'm not stopping short of anything God has for me. So the enemy can just take a back seat, because I know how to war on behalf of what God has promised me. Big print, be obedient. Uh-oh, that might just be the tip. I might have to sip on that. Be obedient. Put your name in it. Be obedient, Yvette. You say, be obedient, be obedient, be obedient, be obedient. That's going to be important. It's going to be important this season. Be obedient. Because we learned last night, we don't really get ourselves together, it's not going to happen. So we're going to be obedient. Should I just end it like that and just sip on that? Mm-mm. All right, because God said the title is, Can He Trust You? Just throw you right out there. Be obedient. That's just, whoo. And it reads, on this journey, You know what? If you understand that being suitable, meaning you're lining yourself up with God's will, meaning you're doing what God asked you to do, what God created you to do to help your king or to prepare to help your king, it's a journey. There's no true like destination, like up. That's it. That's all. Because your king will grow. You will grow. Seasons will change. Things will change. God will shift. You got to stay in this journey. You got to stay in this journey. It says, on this journey, we will be challenged by the scriptures. Has anyone ever realized that the scriptures are challenging? I don't know what Bible you're reading. If the scriptures aren't challenging your flesh, you might not be reading the Bible, or you might not be honest with yourself. The scripture is challenging you. It's challenging to be a helpmeet. It may not be that challenging to be a wife. You can sign a paper and be a wife. But if you're going to be suitable, if you're going to be a helpmeet, if you're going to be that God has created to assist the king, it's going to challenge you, because it'll kill your flesh. Your flesh has to go. Your desires have to line up with God's desires. Your needs may have to take a back seat. Okay, the scripture will challenge you. Obedience is better than sacrifice. 1 Samuel 15 and 22. Can I tell you that some of the scriptures we know by heart, some of the scriptures we know and say, and people, yes, amen. Some of the scriptures we know when we put it on t-shirts and we write it on different bumper stickers, or we see it in different places. Obedience is better than sacrifice. We know that scripture, but can we truly say that we operate in that scripture and understand it through this journey of being a helpmeet? Obedience is better than sacrifice. So for me, this is me speaking. God said, speak over Gerald. So I spoke. I mean, did I want to? I'm going to go ahead and sip and tell you no. I did not. But I heard God say, speak over him. So I spoke. What did God ask you to do that maybe you didn't want to do, that because you want to be suitable, you're now going to do? Uh-oh, wait. What did God ask you to do that you didn't want to do, but now because you want to be suitable, you will do? Obedience is better than sacrifice. Yeah, we're gonna do this. We're going to get this together. It said, God said, speak over Gerald. So I spoke. Oh, I see you. I see you. I see you. There's some things. And it says, I wasn't sure this was going to repair my relationship with my husband. Woo, can I give you a good tip? If you're only doing this because you want your husband to do certain things, if you're only doing this because you want what you want, I want him to come home and I want him to be better and I want him to act right and I want him, I most likely, you have not shifted into the helpmeet role. The helpmeet role is not about what you want. Oh, let me sit up twice. The helpmeet role is to help God. The helpmeet role is to help the kingdom. The helpmeet role. The helpmeet role is so imperative to God's vision. It says, I wasn't sure this was going to repair my relationship with my husband, but I knew I didn't want to damage the relationship with God. When he says speak over Gerald, and even though I didn't want to, even when I did it, I wasn't actually sure that it was going to change Gerald, that it was going to change my marriage. I was sure that I heard God said it, and I didn't want my relationship to suffer with God. Uh-oh. Because obedience is even better than sacrifice, but obedience and sacrifice, now that's a duo. That's a duo. I knew I didn't want to damage my relationship with God. Here's your tip. If God can trust you, it's because he can ask you to do something you don't want to do. You don't even know what might happen. You don't even know if it's going to change and to give you what you want, but you know it's going to give God what God wants. Oh. Obedience gives God what he wants. I need you to stop and think about that. I need you to stop and think. Obedience gives God what he wants. Doesn't always give us what we want. Wow. Wow. That's the difference. People write me all the time, well, what's the difference between a helpmeet and a wife? A wife can get what she wants. But when you're truly a helpmeet, because when he created Eve with a specific set of skills. He created Eve because Adam didn't need to be alone. He created Eve to make sure Adam was right. She didn't get to do what she wanted to do. She did what God wanted done. All right. But I knew I didn't want to damage my relationship with God. Once you get to a point where you don't want to damage your relationship with God, then he can trust you. Then he can trust you. When you give God what he wants in his word, what he wants when he shows you a vision, what he wants when he speaks to you, all right, then he can trust you. There was a time in my separation and God said, I don't need to send Gerald to the house because it's not conducive for me. I can't work under those circumstances. I need some peace to be in the house. I need you to understand something. I need you to be in a position to honor him. I need you to be in a position to help him. So I don't need to send him back. Stop asking. I don't need to send him back. You don't even have to ask me to make sure he gets back. When it's conducive for what I want, I will lead him there. Now, it's up to you to keep it that way. But when it's conducive to what I want, oh, I'll make it happen. Oh, I'll make it happen because it's conducive to my will. Because it's conducive to deliverance and salvation. Not necessarily what you want. Oh, but God could trust me. I said, I wanted God to trust me. So I figured, if I did what God asked me to do and Gerald never came home, can you get to a point where you say that? If I do what God asked me to do and my husband never lines up, if I do what God asked me to do and my husband stays in that adulterous relationship, if I do what God asked me to do and my husband stays on drugs, if I do what God asked me to do and my husband never lines up with my Disney dream, if I do what God asked me to do, at least God can trust me. At least God can trust me. At least I could say, God, I did what you asked me to do. I did what you asked me to do. God, I want you to be pleased because I'm your soldier. God, I want you to be pleased. Because you're my Lord and Savior. God, I want you to be pleased because I'm giving my life over to you. God, I want you to be pleased because I'm obedient. Can you get to a point where God can trust you? Where God can trust who you are? Where God can trust what he asks? Where God can trust you to do something even if you never get what you want? See, at the time, I never really realized that this would even be a thing, that my relationship would be restored. I had no knowledge that what he was asking me to do. I didn't have a mentor. I didn't have a help for the Help Meet Journal. I didn't have YouTube channel and a Friday Night by the Fire. I didn't have that. So I wasn't sure if this was actually going to result in my marriage being restored. I wasn't sure if it was going to result in my husband being delivered. I wasn't sure if this was going to result in my husband being delivered from mental illness, addictions, lust and perversion. I wasn't sure. But what I was sure of is he asked me and I obeyed. I didn't obey the first time. I didn't always obey. I didn't necessarily like it. But I had to learn to be obedient because the scripture says that obedience was better than sacrifice. So God, I wanted to please you. I wanted God to trust me with my marriage. Trust me with his son. Trust me with these gifts. Trust me with the calling. Trust me as his daughter. That's what I wanted. So if I can give you some help. Mm-hmm. If I can give you a tip I want to ask you, are you doing what God has said to do because you want to do what he asks? Are you doing what you think you want to do so you can have what you want? You got to put some work in. That's a wife. But if you want to be a helpmeet, then your goal in this journey, because remember I said it's a journey. Your goal in this journey is, God, you can trust me. I'm going to do what you ask. Now, I'm here to tell you that I saw God move when I did what he asked. But I had to have my heart in posture that even if it didn't, and I knew what God asked, I would still be obedient. I didn't like it. It was hard. It was very hard. At first, I was like, this is not fair. But then God said it wasn't fair that Jesus had to die. But I asked him to do it, and he did it. It wasn't fair that Jesus was pierced. And thorns were in his head. It wasn't fair that they beat him. But I asked him to do it. And he did it because he was obedient. So Yvette, you put your name in. Obedience is better than sacrifice. This journey to be a helpmeet that is suitable. It's not just a catchy phrase and a t-shirt and a book. It's a lifestyle. It's a journey. It's an obedient posture and position in God. Lots of people say, I'll do whatever it takes to save my marriage, but will you? I'll do whatever God asks me to do, but will we? I'm just saying. Will you stay up late? Will you war on his behalf? Will you fast? Will you pray when you don't know what's going on? Will you obey God's will and God's word? Oh, I don't know about all that. Or when you just say, no matter what, God, obedience is better than sacrifice, and I want you to trust me. I want you to trust me, God, with your son. I want you to trust me, God, with this ministry. I want you to trust me, God, with this power. I want you to trust me, God, with this obedience. I want you to trust me, God, with everything. I want you to trust me, not to do this because I'm getting something. But you know what? God loves to give us things. He's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him, but he also knows your heart. See, are you doing it because you want a reward, or are you doing it because you're obedient? Since God knows our heart, sometimes we think we're being obedient, but really we're just being manipulative. And that's a whole different sips and tip. Because you got to check to see if you're obedience is really manipulation. I want something, so I'm doing something. Oh, that's not obedience. That is not obedience. I want something, so I'm doing. That's manipulation. And God knows your heart. He's not moved by that. And even if you get what you asked for, don't think you fooled God, because you did not. We will not. All right. I'm Yvette Benton. Oh, for help for the helpmeet. If you don't have your book and workbook, you might want to get it. You might want to get it. You might want to get what you need. Get some resources, webinars, one-on-one sessions, mentoring. What do you have to do? Ask God what you need to do, because it's a heart posture. Woo! It's a heart posture. Can God trust you with his son, with your marriage, with those promises you made him? Can he trust you? Can he trust you not to go back on your word? Can he trust you not to shift into your old way of thinking? Can he trust you not to be moved by what you see? Can God trust you? Oh, that's it right there. That's the tip. I declare God can trust me. Now, if anything is in the way, I got to deal with it right now. And I'm going to invite you to prayer in a few minutes. Got to deal with anything that will cause God not to be able to trust you. Can God trust me? So today we were in Help for the Helpmeet. That's one of those pages we got to keep going back to. Oh, because when I see something I don't like, when I'm treated in a way I don't appreciate, when I don't see what looks like change, can God still trust me? What if I do it for a couple of years? Can God still trust me? What if I don't see any difference? Can God still trust me? What if people talk bad about me? Can God still trust me? That's the question. And you got to declare, God, you can trust me because I'm suitable. Because I'm suitable. And obedience is better than sacrifice. Well, thank you so much for making the declaration. Thank you so much for being with me, because I know some of you are pushing yourselves beyond what you've ever pushed yourself to do before. Yes, we're still going to be up at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to pray for the kings. Because some of you are in a war. Sleep is overrated. But what you're dealing with, what I was dealing with, and the assignments I have to push back on a daily basis, oh, I don't have time for waiting and sitting around and all that. I don't have time. And if you need a mentor, you might need to get in the Help Me Army, because some of you are like, oh, I don't know if I can do all that. You need to get stronger. You need to get more discipline. You need to get yourself in order. You need to get some teaching. You need to understand spiritual warfare. Spiritual warfare is not going to move just because you want it to. You got to do what you need to do. You got to do what you need to do. Who has time for sleep when the devil's trying to steal my marriage? When the devil's trying to overtake my children? When the devil's trying to take my destiny and my purpose? I don't have time for that. Just saying. I'm just saying. All right, it was good to see you all. Go to GeraldandYvette.com. GeraldandYvette.com, and go and look for resources, information, whatever it is you can do. If nothing else, there's videos on our YouTube channel. Commit to studying. Commit to studying to show yourself approved. Commit to getting the resources you need. And get to being suitable so God can trust you. I will see you soon.
I'm Yvette Benton, your podcast host. We are submitted and strong. Don't let anyone tell you you can't be both.